Season after season, couples have come to Temptation Island.
Oh, yes! Question,
are we really meant to be together? And season after season, couples have left the island with many different
There's
answers.
There's Casey. There's Chelsea.
Very stupid.
Fucking Bashley. Slick Rick!
Some realize they were better off alone.
Yes, sir!
That came into
my
this.
Guy, Kendall. And by the way, like I said, Kendall will absolutely be at the CME.
Right now. For that reason, I'll be leaving by myself.
The things that you did that I had to sit and watch, they know that I need to leave the island alone.
Yo, David was fucking every. God, Kate is hot,
Others
dude. Woo! Look at those legs. Jesus.
Oh my God, I am so happy.
Oh, yes, I remember While Evan. Oh, there's Washley.
I want to leave with him.
Ready to start a new chapter together.
Fucking Chelsea.
Will you marry me?
Yes, of course.
Will you make me the luckiest man?
1,000 times yes.
And now,
Julian and I forgot her name, as well as Shari and Javen. Those are the two marriages I think that will definitely work.
What did we just get ourselves into?
I can't believe this is happening.
4 new couples have come to Temptation Island in hopes of finding the answers they so desperately seek.
Here we go.
When are we going to wake up from this dream/nightmare? I don't know which one it is yet.
They're acting super single.
You just risked hurting me like that.
Damn.
He's a narcissist, bro.
He is the epitome of a narcissist.
I'm fighting.
There are so many. Dude, women throw around narcissists all the time.
For something that I don't have a chance at winning.
I don't want that anymore.
Oh my God. Ooh, oh,
I
whoa.
I just think it'll be for the best.
His behavior was disgusting. I should probably stop thinking about him.
What did I just do?
We came here to work on loving ourselves, but I end up loving someone else.
As we begin a once-in-a-lifetime journey here on Temptation Island.
Oh, I guess they're trying to do the whole Survivor thing. Here we go! You're not gonna fuck me! God, Jillian is hot. Wow, that bitch is bad. Iris is fucking hot, too. Woo! God, who is that? Ashley and Lascelles. Whose ass is that? Jesus Christ. Here we fucking go. Whew, these are some bad fucking bitches.
We're from Seattle.
Yeah, so. And we're from New York.
Yeah, and they were saying they've been together 3 years. We've been together like 5, and you guys
7.
One and a half. I'm feeling like, damn, this is really hitting me now that we're really gonna start embarking on this journey.
I'm just asking myself, like, what did we just get ourselves into?
To new adventures.
Oh, here she goes.
To growth.
Yes.
Dude, there is absolutely no way Jillian is not getting pounded out. Jillian is a fucking smoke show. Holy God, her ass is out of this world.
I'm super Woo. Ready. I'm ready to see what challenges come our way.
Lascelles, that's the man. Dude, 7-year relationship. Woo!
Within ourselves and relationship.
Look. Lascelles is the motherfucking player. He's Bring the motherfucking on. Player.
I like that.
I don't know whether it's like the alcohol or being on the ocean in the boat or the nerves, but I definitely have like a little pit in my stomach.
My name is Edgar.
And I'm Jillian.
Woo! This is a bad bitch.
And we've been together almost 3 years.
She is definitely fucked around on him.
We always have each other, you know, whatever happens, you know I love you.
Oh my God,
we
look at her
college,
tits.
We were college sweethearts, and I love how he's always there for people. He's a huge heart, so I feel like everyone he meets is really affected by that.
When I'm with her, I feel like we bring out the best in each other. And then she's absolutely stunning, so.
God, you know, damn.
It wasn't too hard to fall for her.
I think Jillian might have fake tits. God, Jillian is a fucking smoke show,
dude.
Are
you excited to go?
I'm really excited. How are you feeling?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm feeling nervous. We have been.
Oh, here she goes. She says she's feeling nervous. She's not nervous at all. And this dude, I mean, dude, you can see the sexual. You can see the gap in sexual market value just by looking at them. Now, if Edgar were 10 years older, if he were 33 and she were 21, then maybe this might could work out. But Jillian is fucking hot. Wow.
Been at a crossroads in our relationship for a while now, and I want to make sure that we both have the opportunity to explore other people so we're secure in what we have.
Translation. I have cheated on him. He took me back. So I suggested going to Temptation Island so I can fuck around with other guys with his permission and still be able to stay with him. It is so funny. It is so funny how women never ever just come right out and say, hey, you know what? I fucked around on him. He took me back. And now this is what this is. Nope. They want to use words like, I'm at a crossroads. Like Shan Booty says, yeah, girls who have more beauty can put a little bit more gravitas on their options. Translation. Prettier girls can get more cock. That's it. For her to sit here and say, well, we're at a crossroads and we need to see other people to make ourselves more secure. No. If he sees you fucking around with another guy, it doesn't matter whether or not you decide to get back with him. He is no longer going to be secure with you. He is no longer going to be secure with you. And this is what Nick and Vanessa were talking about on their bullshit-ass show. The only time pending infidelity or actual infidelity actually draws a person closer to you is if a man fucks around on a woman. Okay? We saw Evan in season one. Dude, Evan started fucking Morgan 2 days into it. Casey could not stop thinking about Evan. She knew he was fucking... She knew that Evan was fucking Morgan. Couldn't stop talking about it. Could not stop talking about it. Same with David. David fucked Samantha. Oh my... He fucked Samantha and Tanita. Tanita is easily the hottest person I have ever seen on Temptation Island. That bitch was fucking bad. David left. David came to the island with the hottest girl, and then he left with the hottest girl. Listen, Kate was the oldest of the women, but Kate looked better than... Dude, she was the best looking of the women in relationships. So what did David do? David fucked two different girls on Temptation Island. Guess what? Kate took his ass right back. Took his ass right back. The formula on Temptation Island is if you are a man, you fuck all the bitches... You fuck every woman you can fucking stick your dick in, your girlfriend will not be able to get enough of you. She'll be pissed and she'll be hurt, but guess what? Guess what? This is the way modern women operate. The more times you exercise infidelity, the more she sees that other girls want to fuck you and do fuck you, the more she wants to be with you. Yeah, she'll hold grudges and she'll feel some type of way, but guess what? If she knows other women want you, then in her mind, that gives her permission to want you.
Are you going to act as like a single person in this scenario, or are you going to...
Not completely, because I'm emotionally still attached to you.
Right.
See, she did not give a damn about that. Are you going to act like a single person? Translation, I'm going to act like a single person. And so I'm going to ask you, if you're going to act like a single person, hopefully you'll say yes to give me permission to act like a single person. You guys see how that worked? You guys see how that works? And do you see how much she actually cared about what he said? She said, are you going to act like a single person? Like, well, obviously not, because I'll still be attached to you. She's like, yeah, whatever. Watch.
What we have? Are you going to act as like a single person in this scenario? Or are you going to...
Not completely, because I'm emotionally still attached to you.
Right.
Right. Translation, I don't care. I don't give a fuck what you're going to do. Just tell me you're going to act single so I can act single.
Right.
See,
that's where I'm like confused. Like, it's just like a lot of blurred lines, because I feel like
merch.
I don't know how like single we're supposed to be.
Oh, so what she's doing here is she is fishing. She's fishing. I don't know what the ground rules are. I'm so nervous. Blah, 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 blah. All she needs to, dude. She's looking for permission, and whether she gets permission or not, Jillian is going to be fucking these dudes on this island. You better fucking believe it. Jay Blaze says, you need to make your woman worry what you're doing. I'm trying to tell you. This guy is clearly, look, man, she has no respect for this dude. You can tell. You just look at him. Look at his body language. But the only way to save his relationship, the only way to save his relationship is to start fucking these bitches. Listen, we all knew that Chelsea was 1,000% going to cheat on Tom. We knew this. We knew that she was going to cheat on Tom. She said, "Oh, I like Mark, the host. Oh, I love his energy. I love Mark Wahlberg. I love his energy." Then, of course, Blake, the big, tall, alpha-looking dude with the beard, the chiseled jaw, the dentist from St. Louis, she was going to fuck him until she wasn't because Blake didn't have the game. Blake filled her, he blew sunshine up her fucking ass, so she didn't fuck him. Guess what Thomas did? Thomas fucked Sophia. Yes, the hell he did fuck Sophia. He probably fucking beat the brakes off of that hoe. And what did Chelsea end up doing? Chelsea, who was absolutely going to cheat on Tom, ended up getting back with Tom. Same with Kate. What did Kate do once she got back? Once she got back home to New Jersey with David, got herself a set of fake tits and got David right back.
I met Edgar when I was 25. See? I think we would have already been married by now. But
Oh my God. If I had met Edgar at 25, we would have been married by now. Oh my God, dude. She literally told us the reason why she hasn't married Edgar yet is because she wants to fuck other guys. You see, she's friend-zoning Edgar. Well, if I had met him when I was 25 or 30, we'd be married by now. Why? Why not get married right now? Because you want to fuck other guys, and she knows that Edgar's going to be there for her no matter what.
Feel confident settling down with the person I've been with since I'm 17. I can use this experience on Temptation Island to solidify that, yes,
90 seconds.
I am ready for a committed relationship at my age, then great, I can give him that answer. But if the answer ends up being no, I'm not ready, then I want to give him that answer as well.
Dude, she is 1,000%. She is 1,000% going to cheat on this dude, 100%. But remember, we saw the way Lashley completely destroyed Casey. Casey was a fucking mess. But guess what? Casey ended up doing aight.
60 seconds.
Casey was absolutely fucking destroyed by Lashley, but Casey is doing all right.
Heard either show me that she wants to work on this or that she still needs some of her own growing to do.
Yeah, she's done.
So I want her to find those answers for herself.
Because we'll be fine.
You really think so?
I hope so.
Trying to go into this with an open heart, an open mind.
Oh, boy.
But not too open.
She said an open heart, but not too open. Like, she's literally trying to tell him, you better not fuck anybody.
I hear that.
Okay.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Whoa, all of the... Oh, holy shit, what kind of tattoo? Oh, no. My God. Okay. All right, hold on. Where's my sound effect?
10 seconds.
This girl is radioactive, man. This girl is radioactive, dude. Like, look at all the tattoos, man. Like, come on.
Hanya?
His name is Hanya. He's 31. She's 28. Now, wait a minute. Look at this. He's from Santa Fe, and she's from New York. That's weird.
And I'm Ash.
Is this a long-distance relationship?
And we've been together for about a year and a half.
This is one of my favorites.
It's kind of like a sage.
It is a sage.
It is a sage.
It is a sage.
It's a sage.
Well done. What drew me to Ash was just her outgoing personality.
Oh, there's another one.
She is very caring and cares for me.
When I finally got to spend time and like talk to him, it was really hard to feel anything else but what I do. We're both.
And what exactly is the way you feel?
Gonna see if we're making the right choice in staying together thousands of miles apart.
Yeah. Santa Fe, it's a small town, and there are not a lot of opportunities. And so Ash decided to move to New York, but I'm really worried we won't survive.
Ash decided to move to New York. She decided to move to New York because of opportunities. And I saw somebody in the comments. Hang on a second. Says, Ashley is now fat and wrecked. No, Ashley is not fat. Ashley certainly had fat girl. She had fat girl jeans for sure. But I'm looking at her pictures on Instagram now, and she is She's not fat. She is still, it looks like she's actually lost weight, to be honest with you. It looks like she's lost weight. So it looks like she's taken her fitness a little more seriously. Ashley also had, she had, her ass was out of this fucking world. Let me take a look here. Yeah, she looks tighter. She looks tight. She looks tight. I don't know if that's, I don't know if these are recent pictures or not, but it looks as though she has lost weight. It looks like she's lost weight. There she is in Hollywood Hills. She still has very, very small tits, but there's no pictures of her ass on Instagram. Ain't that interesting? Ashley clearly had, dude, her ass was awesome. God, her ass was out of this fucking world, but no, it looks like, Ashley is not busted. She's not busted. She actually looks like she's in pretty good shape, but Casey is clearly doing much better. He is doing much better. Let's continue.
Her move. I would like to explore maybe an open relationship, and I think this experiment.
So Hania wants to explore an open relationship? So does he want it open on his end, her end, either, neither, or both? Why would he want an open relationship with this girl?
In particular, would help us to see if that's feasible.
How would me being involved with other people affect you? Like, do you think that that's something you'd be comfortable with?
Oh my God.
I think that's what we're gonna find out.
I want to know if I'm respected.
So she asks him, are you going to be able to handle me messing with other people? And then literally in the same breath, she says, I want to be respected. So you want him to be faithful, but you want to reserve the right to fuck around. Got it.
And appreciated in this because I think he trusts me and I may not necessarily totally trust him.
Oh, this is so funny. This is so funny. I trust him, but he may not necessarily trust me. No, he doesn't trust you. He does not trust you. You live in New York fucking city. He trusts me, but yeah. This was classic projection. Holy God.
You have to be open to your part of the experiment. It's not just like put Hania up to, you know, see if he'll cross a line.
I don't know. Hania, I think Hania is going to get some ass. I think he is. And listen, all these girls can get fucking dick. We know that. We know how girls. Most guys would fuck most women, but most women wouldn't fuck most guys. That's just how this is. But we'll see how this works out.
Whoa! Is that Mark?
This is crazy.
Oh my God! It's Mark!
Down, just kind of brings everything to reality. Like, this is real. We're really here.
This is real.
There's no going back.
Hania and Ash, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
Been
you.
Been waiting for you guys.
Dude, so Ash has way too many fucking tattoos. Oh my God. She is covered.
Great. I'm feeling so many things at once that it's a little bit overwhelming.
Lascelles, right?
Yes.
I'm Mark. Nice to
Mark,
meet you.
Seeing you.
Yo, Lascelles is about to get down.
There's a lot to lose.
Did you guys peep that? Watch. I don't even know what Lascelles' girlfriend's name is, but watch. Hang on a second.
It's a little bit overwhelming.
Lascelles, right?
Yeah.
Hang on a second. This is something I need to observe. So what we're going to see how each of the women interact with Mark. Do they hug him, shake his hand?
Seeing Mark waving us down just kind of brings everything to reality. Like, this is real. We're really here.
This
and
is real.
There's no going back.
Hania and Ash, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Been waiting for you guys.
So glad to be here.
Okay, so I think...
Great. I'm feeling so many things at once.
Okay, so she shook his hand. All right.
Once that it's a little bit overwhelming.
Lascelles, right?
Yes.
I'm Mark. Nice to
Mark,
meet you.
Seeing you.
It's a
you
pleasure.
Look great.
Hi, Mark.
Nice to meet you. It's a pleasure.
There's a lot to lose.
Okay, so she shook his hand.
Island. We have 7 years of our lives on the line.
You guys must be Iris and Luke. Is that right?
Cool. Iris is fucking beautiful. I'm going to tell you what. I'm not typically attracted to Asian girls, but fucking this girl is.
Welcome. Nice to see you, my friend.
Who knows?
Okay, so I think Mark Wahlberg is respecting boundaries here. He's not hugging up on the girls.
what can really happen. And it's just kind of freaking scary.
God, she is fucking... Oh, this is the one right here.
Hi, Jillian.
Hi.
I just can't stop thinking about that moment when, like, those girls are going to be, like, chasing after Edgar and, you know, being all assertive or whatever. I'm just, you know, kind of bracing myself for that.
Oh, bitch, please. So, Jillian, and I don't think Edgar buys this. I don't think Edgar buys this, dude. She's like, oh, I'm so worried about these bitches and blah, 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 blah. No, you're not. Of course you're not. But again, this is what Astley did with Casey. She made everyone think, including Casey, that she was worried about what he was doing. So when the guys were sitting around asking, hey, how confident are you in your girl? Dude, Casey was like, dude, 100%. Casey was like, I'm 100%. Like, dude, Ashley's not going to do anything, blah, 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 blah. And then when she saw Ashley kissing Ben for the very first time, he was like, what? He was genuinely shocked because he allowed his girlfriend to... Casey allowed Ashley or Astley or Washley to actually make him think that he had nothing to worry about. And this is what Jillian is trying to do with Edgar. But Edgar's like, bitch, I know you're about to fuck around on me.
Let me be the first to welcome you to Temptation Island. And I've got one question. Are you all ready to begin the next chapter of your relationships?
Yes, sir.
Oh my God, Jillian's like, I don't know. Dude, Jillian is gonna be, oh my God,
dude.
That's
a rhetorical question. I'm glad you answered yes. Let's go, come with me.
Unbelievable. She's like, oh, I don't know. I'm just so worried. Oh my God, those are the biggest toes on the show.
Realizing we're in pretty deep, and I am getting very scared.
Oh please.
I'm starting to think that maybe it was a mistake.
Oh bitch. Oh, get the fuck out of here. Do you see what she's doing? Oh, this is a mistake and blah, 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 blah. No, she is literally the one that just said, if we have experiences with other people, then we'll be more secure. What are you worried about? She knows Edgar. See, here's the thing. Jillian knows Edgar is not that attractive. She sees how girls look at Edgar or their lack of attraction to him. That's part of it. Not only is Edgar not attractive to other women, Edgar has put her on a pedestal, and Jillian is far more attractive than Edgar on an attractive scale. Jillian, she probably gets hollered at by dude after dude. And I can promise you this. I can promise you Jillian's fucked around on Edgar. There's no way she hasn't.
To come to Temptation Island.
Jesus, Iris is hot. Look at this. Do you see this? Do you see this picture right here? This right here is the picture that encapsulates their relationship. You see how seductively she's looking? She's not looking seductive because she's into Edgar. She's looking seductively at the camera as though this is her resume for the other niggas on the island. Look at this. And of course, Edgar's looking at her like, oh my God, I want to lose you.
Here's one of our villas. Let's have a seat and have a little chat. What do you say,
yes.
Huh?
All right.
Yeah, let's play magic.
Before this journey begins, I want to just take a moment and chat with you guys. In a nutshell, why are you here? Lascelles, why don't you start?
Right now, we're at a crossroads. We want to take the next step. And before we do that, we want to make sure that we're our true soulmates.
Oh, my God. And I'm... So he's a content producer. Okay, so he's a YouTuber. And So Ashley's a content producer, and Lascelles is a personal trainer. So they both live in Queens. Ashley is useless. I can promise you she doesn't. It's very, very hard. It is very, very difficult to make money on YouTube or other social media platforms. Anytime a woman says she's a content producer, she's a broke bitch.
Ashley, and we've been together for 7 years.
Woo, 7 years. They've been together since they were 20.
With Ashley, I scored big time. I really wanted like a best friend who I can love, and Ashley's been everything and more.
Ashley looks good, though.
I love about Lascelles. He's very down to earth and outgoing. He has like a creative mind, and he's very unique. That's why we're connected.
We're together.
Yes.
Like, you think this is a mistake on our end?
I have no idea. I don't really do not know. The biggest issue.
I like how feminine she is, though. I like how soft-spoken and feminine she is.
Do I think in our relationship is I'm dependent on LaSalle's, he's dependent on me. So after like 7 years being together, literally every single day, we kind of got a little bit comfortable with each other. Yeah. Don't forget the reason why we're going on this island is for like self-growth for myself, for you, our relationship, try to build it like better than it is right mm-hmm. now. You know what I mean? I think Temptation Island will kind of like test our love and like,
oh, that's
see
not
how
a good
strong
picture
our love
of her.
Is because the next step in our relationship would be eventually get engaged and start a family.
I would say the main obstacle that's stopping that is we haven't had an opportunity to be with anybody else, really go out on any dates.
Oh,
so we
boy.
Don't know what life is without each other. We're strong individuals, we're a strong couple.
Nothing can break us apart, exactly. Literally.
It's super important for me to see her grow from this experience. I think it'll take our relationship a lot further. We'll be able to take the next step. So I have a lot of faith that we can get through this.
Me too.
I think that these two might actually be all right. I think they might actually be all right. Because they remind me a lot of Shari and Javen. Now, Shari and Javen, that relationship was whack because she was always fucking tripping off of dumb shit. Like, she was always tripping off of dumb shit, always starting arguments with him and shit. But then she realized, you know what? Javen is a fucking genetic freak. He is a genetic fucking freak. There is absolutely no way, there is absolutely no way I'm ever going to find another guy like this. Even though Javen had cheated on her, Shari still, she took him back. That's how this goes.
How about you guys? How are you feeling now as opposed to when you...
I think they'll be all right, but I think that LaSalle's is definitely going to get him some ass for show. He's going to get him some ass for show.
First got here.
I feel a little bit more settled in, not as nervous. I'm sure the nerves will kick in a little bit more as the process goes on.
Luke, you doing good?
It's definitely going to be hard to leave my girl, and I'm sure the same for all the rest of the guys, but... we're going to do the best we can, come out on the other side, growing strong.
I'm Luke.
And I'm Iris.
God. Okay, let's see. Oh, Iris, she's an entrepreneur. Okay. In other words, Iris is unemployed. So we've got two unemployed women. Yeah, RPEP says, but Shari was also a 9 and she isn't. No, Ashley, no. Shari is the baddest bitch who's ever been on Temptation Island. No, wait a minute. Oh, my God. No, actually, no. Tanita's number 1. Shari is number 2. Man, it's been a while, but Iris is fucking hot. But she's a broke bitch. She's an entrepreneur. They both live in Seattle. He's an e-commerce consultant. Yeah, she's broke.
Been together for about 5 years. Luke is the one. It was a kind of love at first sight for me. And I still get butterflies whenever I'm around him.
This girl's got the whole package and... beyond even just the caring sweetness and everything, like...
wow, look at that femininity. Look how she looks at him. Look how she looks at him. Look how... it really does look like Iris is into him, though.
We've been together for about 5 years. Luke is the one.
Watch.
Kind of love at first sight for me.
Oh, yeah. She's
and
into
I still
him.
Get butterflies whenever I'm around him.
Oh, yeah.
This girl's got the whole package and beyond even just the caring, sweet.
Look how she looks at him, guys. Look how she looks at him.
...ness and everything. Like, she's just freaking drop dead gorgeous.
Are you scared?
I'm ready. I'm ready to embrace the challenge.
I just don't want to lose you.
Oh, yeah.
So, the first year that we started dating, we broke up twice.
Uh oh.
I had a hard time trusting Luke because I would find text messages from other girls and I.
Yes, sir. Here we go. There we go. Jay Blaze called it. She's into him more than he is her. That's why this works. And she doesn't trust him. That's why this works. That's exactly why this works.
That made me really insecure. I just don't want either of us to get tempted.
Uh-oh.
I want to make it out with you.
Iris is the party queen. She gets all this other love and attention from guys. That's what really drew me back to texting other girls. Just because I'm feeling jealous and insecure, which isn't a good way to cope. Honestly, really, the stakes are super high for us.
No, that's the... No. If your girl is getting attention from other guys... oh, they have our lamps, actually. If a girl is getting attention from other guys... the way to cope is to absolutely positively text other girls. Your girls, and guys, listen, man, I've done this before, and I've actually talked about it on this show before, guys. I've talked about it on this show before. And Devin hates it when I bring this up, but it's the fucking truth. I was having problems. I was starting to have difficulties with Devin's responses. Like, I would text her, and listen, she works for me. And when I need to communicate with her, I need that communication right off the bat. If I send her a text message, I want it right back. Well, for a couple of weeks, her responses were becoming more and more delayed. And then, of course, the culmination of that was when we were at the bank. She made a joke. I told her that's a good idea. She's like, "Yep, it's the only kind I have." And all the guys in there laughed and chuckled. I said, "Oh, okay, all right." So she's not responding quite as quickly, and now she feels comfortable enough to make a joke with a bunch of men in the bank. Gotcha. So I checked her on that, and then the very next day, the communication was still slow. So I said, "You want to know something?" I said, "Caitlin replies to me quicker than you do." Devin does not like Caitlin. You want to know why? Because she knows Caitlin wants to fuck me. She knows that if I wanted to fuck Caitlin, I could have fucked her a long time ago. She knows I text Caitlin on the regular. She knows that. Does she like it? Nope. She sure doesn't. But you want to know something? I had to use Caitlin to remind Devin, "Hey, check this out. I love you, and you love me, and we've been in this relationship, and we just had our 5-year anniversary, and things are all headed up. But don't you think for one second that your spot is secure? You can and will be replaced if you continue to slack off. Fuck that. And so guess what? I came up with a solution with the Apple Watch. Anytime I want to get in touch with her, whoop, I hit the walkie-fucking-talkie. And so what that puts in her mind is that, okay, if he's going to start complaining about me responding to him in a timely manner, if other women are responding to him more quickly than I am, then we got a fucking problem. We got a problem. Guess what? Her communication substantially improved. Now, if Devin didn't love me like that, guess what? That wouldn't have mattered. And we would not be together right now. But the reason why this relationship between Luke and Iris, that's the best dynamic, is because Luke has clearly cheated on Iris. Iris is fucking beautiful, and other guys want to fuck her, and it doesn't appear that she is reciprocating that attention. She's an entrepreneur, so she's probably an OnlyFans girl or an Instagram model, whatever the case may be. And Luke said, "All right, bet, I got you. I'm going to fuck these other bitches." If your woman has eyes for another man, start pursuing another woman, and your woman will lose eyes for that other man. The way to ruin a woman's attraction to another man that isn't you is to start pursuing another girl. It doesn't matter how hot the guy is. Her safety net is gone. Wait a minute. I'm trying to branch swing, but this branch back here. Whoa. Let me. Yeah, exactly. Iris is she's a fucking solid 8.5. She's a solid 8.5. Guess what? She only has eyes for this guy because she knows other women want him.